ride around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for us, mate. It's Matty Gold. And before Australian Idol, before X Factor, Australia's Got Talent, we had pop stars. And I actually had a friend from Tassie who was all about it, Dylan Yendel. In Australia, they were all about Bardo, and they are back at the top of the charts, and I'm catching up with a couple of the faves, Katie Underwood, as well as Belinda Chappell. Girl, how cool is it to be chatting via Zoom and to be back at number one on the charts?
It's totally crazy.
20 years later, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Like, you girls haven't even changed a bit, apart from your hair, Katie, which was always forever changing. Don't look any different.
Oh, I don't know.
What's the secret?
I'm giving it lockdown hair at the moment, actually. I'm desperate to get to my barber. So, you know, we're just headbanding to keep it all together.
Yeah.
But, you know, bit of Bobo, darling. Doesn't hurt.
But what kind of COVID tricks have you found for yourselves? What's working for you in these strange times?
To avoid the lockdown lard. That's my new favourite word, lockdown lard. I've definitely put on a little bit of weight, but I try and do lots of yoga. I do like an hour a day, yeah. So that definitely keeps you fit.
I hate you just a little bit, but you're still as thin as you were.
No, I'm not. Katie, I'm not. I'm absolutely not. You haven't seen my bottom in real life.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to do bottom flashes when I see you next, now that you're back in the country.
Don't let me interrupt. If you want to do bottom flashes now,
sorry.
Go for it.
I give good butt, actually. I took up kickboxing a couple of years ago, and my butt is supreme.
Nice.
Yeah. We've obviously got all these strange times that we're living in. Does it feel a bit strange at all to be back at number one 20 years later?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit bizarre because we don't see each other at all. The only people I have contact with is Katie, maybe Tiffany occasionally, but it kind of feels a bit disconnected. But, yeah, okay, our music's on the radio at the moment and, you know, cool.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping that Bardo will get on trend in the primary school age bracket, and then my kids will be like the new cool. I did play them through the Mega Mix and a few of the others, but, you know, they're going to have to listen through to it a few times. But, yeah, they were quite impressed.
Sit down and listen to this.
I'd love to see some young kids get into it, you know, the new generation kind of take up Bardo where we left off. I think that would be really fun.
And when you did leave off with Bardo and you're saying that you don't really talk to a whole lot of the girls anymore, is that deliberate or is it the two of you get along the best?
No, I hold massive grudges towards everyone. Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's none of that. Just like school, you know, some people you stay in contact with, some people you don't.
Yeah. I think with Belinda and I, we were both the same sort of crazy, so that always worked well.
But that's the hard thing with those TV shows as well. They're always looking for that kind of story and you're very much in the public eye.
I think I'm grateful that we only basically had two magazines back then, you know. I do feel for people who are in the limelight now that there's just so many different places and ways that strange stories can be spun about them. Yeah. I would not want to be in that game now, though. I'm quite happy to be not famous and therefore not of interest to the clickbaiters out there.
Absolutely.
And when you say that too, Katie, though, you have been approached, I did read, a few times to go on The Voice.
That was totally true. The fourth year, I was having like a midlife crisis. I was turning 40 and I thought maybe it'd be fun. And then they sent me the contract. And then I remembered. And then I remembered why I left the music business. I'll leave it for the kids to do. So. Yeah. That was how that ended.
So overwhelming. Like, I've actually done it twice. I was on season 3 and I came back as an all-star on season 8. To get, you know, 11, 13 contracts just sat in front of you, I can only imagine what it was like for you girls being at the forefront of all of this.
Yeah.
And look, like you know, we had to sign the contracts to get into the band. There was no negotiating.
Right.
We did manage to renegotiate a year in, and the girls, I believe, had a better deal for their second album. Those contracts are designed for people who are really looking for a break and have no profile. But, you know, who knows? I could lose my marbles in 5 years and put my hat in again.
You know, it could be a really good way to help traject your radio career and all sorts of different things. But you girls have gone on to have your own careers, and you've got your own little outlets as well. Tell us a bit about what you're up to at the moment.
These days, I'm an interior designer. So yeah, that's what I do. And I also work in production and stuff behind the scenes on a few little projects. Just all creative I am. That's how I'm happiest.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm still very much involved in music. I transitioned out of the pop dance business and moved my love of music into the meditation relaxation space. So I've actually released 5 albums in the last 4 years in that genre. I must admit, the recent Bardo revival, as I've called it, has really re-inspired me to get back into pop and dance again. So I'm actually just about to set some studio dates and finally produce my own pop dance album. And Belinda and I have also done some stuff together. So hopefully 2022 we'll have some new material.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking some time out and having a bit of a Zoom.
And thanks. Likewise. And thanks for playing it. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce it for me or we'll kick straight into it?
Well, how am I introing?
However you want.
Hey, this is, I'm assuming you're going to edit this out. All right, hang on a minute.
No, this is all live.
Oh, right. Oh, hi, this is Katie and Belinda from Bardo, and you're about to hear the awesome mega mix of Bardo 2021. Get into it.
Perfect. There's all a winner.
Right. Awesome. All right,
girls. Thanks, Matthew.
Come with that.
All right.
Thanks, mate.
Bye. Bye, Katie.